Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to our friend David Harker, Fox 47 meteorologist. Good evening, David. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Good. You know the phone's going to ring anytime we have this kind of weather going on, don't you?
I do, but you know what? I'm ready for it.
you've gotten used to it, and I wasn't the only call today happening to you. I'm looking at the weather map. I'm going to sound like a girl right now. I'm looking at all the pretty colors, a lot of pink and white, and not a lot of green going on, and blue as well. So it's happening, isn't it?
It sure is. You sound like one of my college friends that I know that's down in Florida. She likes to look at all the pretty colors on the weather
yeah,
map.
I know I'm sounding like a girl right now, but I'm looking at it and out in it heading to the studio today, it was that weird kind of granular rainy hail. I'm not even sure wasn't sure what to call that.
Sure. Probably the best way to call it is probably just like a freezing sleet or a freezing drizzle or even freezing rain for that matter.
Well, it was starting to be a mess, so I was glad I was tucked in here for a while. What's coming this evening?
Well, it's another low pressure from the south and from the west. You know, this is sort of the same setup that we saw with the couple winter storms that we've seen. The winter season, which now we're already in spring, and you might think, well, it's supposed to be spring. Where are the 60s? Where are the 70s? Where's the sun? Well, we have one more winter system to push through, and that's going to keep us cold for the next 7 days or so, and it's going to be kind of a dicey situation wherever you're living in mid-Michigan, places to the north, snow, places in the center, ice, and places down to the south, rain. So a trifecta of precipitation.
Well, and I'm, again, looking at the maps now, this is pretty widespread system, isn't it?
It sure is. Most of the activity, at least, going on right now is at least here in mid-Michigan. However, that's going to change as we look to the overnight hours. It's going to stretch across parts of northern Indiana, Ohio, even toward the eastern seaboard as this system moves east. But we're seeing the predominant amount of the winter weather as of right now. So is Wisconsin and places in the UP. But it's sort of centered here, even though low pressure is in Nebraska. So it's stretching quite a ways away.
Yeah, that's going to say it goes way out west to us as well. We're on the – oh, I sound like a meteorologist. We're on the leading edge.
There you go. We're just north of the warm front, and that's going to be why we see so much winter weather rather than the warmer temperatures and just rain over the next 24 hours.
Well, and rain is another part of what's going on and what's gone on. I live in Okemos, and I drive by the rivers. Boy, they're high from the weekend's rain.
So they sure are, and you know, we could see as much as another half inch or so, upwards of an inch of rain, and that's not going to be helpful at all when you talk about flooding. That's just another reiteration that we see in spring is just watch out for flooding. It could cause problems. And if you haven't done it, check into some flood insurance. That's about the best way and the only way, really, to stay safe when flooding waters are at bay.
Good luck getting a hold of your agent this evening, but you can sure call first thing tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think usually, and I'd have to check on it. I think it takes about 30 days to go into effect. So you have to check into it.
It's that forward thinking thing, and you're always giving us such good advice. So for tonight, we're expecting this crazy mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And what I've been hearing a little bit too is about the freezing rain on, you know, power lines and trees. And gosh, that gets us nervous.
It sure does. You know, when we think of ice, we always think of the roadways and how we're driving, how safe we have to be. But we usually don't think about the tree branches that come crashing down or the power lines that get iced and then we're out of power for nearly a week. So it's an all-around big weather event that's going to affect every sort of thing that we deal with on a daily basis.
And you know, the ice, you think of ice on a line, you know, it's probably not very heavy, but boy, when you add a half inch or quarter inch of ice on a line or on a tree branch, it's awfully heavy, and that's why they come down.
Right. Exactly. You know, I spent some time, and I think I mentioned this before on the show, that I spent some time down in Muncie, Indiana. I went to Ball State University, and one of the winters that they saw 2 inches of ice that knocked out power for a month and a half for some people.
Well, and, we've had a couple of those storms when I've been in the Lansing area, and boy, they bring things to a screeching halt. So it looks like the morning commute's going to be a little questionable, so get up a little early and leave a little more driving time. That's an obvious statement.
Sure. And I think here's sort of the setup that we'll see at least five areas that are going to be seeing the weather. Place to the north, closer to Cadillac, northward, they're going to mainly see the snow. And they could see as much as a half foot of snow, while the quarter inch of ice could fall Mount Pleasant, just north of Muskegon. Alma's included in that, closer to I-96. That's where the ice will fall anywhere from a third to a half an inch, and then rain shower activity. And possible thunderstorms, which I might add, are going to be southward as well.
That's amazing. One report that I saw or read about talked about 5 to 10 inches of snow in southeastern Michigan. Was that a misprint?
It might have been. Mainly it's going to be the north and the east. That's where they're going to see most of the snow, although places all across the area are still going to see snow one way or another.
You know, I recognize that quack, quack. That's on my phone, too. You just got a text.
Yeah, it's been going nuts the past 24 hours or so. People that I'm friends with down in Florida want to know the weather because they have family up here and whatnot. So, yeah, it's always going off.
I've got to have one of my daughters over to change that on my phone. It sounds like a duck quacking, and I can't figure out how to turn it off.
You know, you're not the first person that said that. I've heard that numerous times as well.
I can't figure out either, but I enjoyed it. It's not just on my phone. So we're looking at ice overnight, not much snow in this area, though, right here in mid-Michigan?
Yeah, exactly. Most of the snow that, if we do see it, it could be a bit of a coating, but it's really not going to be much that's going to stick and cause widespread closings just because of the snow. The ice, that's a different story. Could see some closings tonight and tomorrow morning. So just check out your local media outlet for all those details. But, yeah, the ice is going to be a big problem as we look to the morning commute.
When is spring coming?
I wish I knew. It's funny because, you know, we were teased with the spring-like weather with the 60s the past week or so. So we were thinking, oh, this is great. Mother Nature's finally made up her mind. Well, that's simply not the case. Wait until April is when we'll finally see a bit of the spring-like weather making its way back.
I did have one of my friends on Facebook posted today, okay, Mother Nature, give it your best shot. This is your last chance.
Yeah, exactly. And if not, well, I guess we'll just have to wait till summer, right?
There you go. It's all coming soon. Well, David, I know you're crazy busy on a day like this. Thank you so much for your time and telling us what we're in for, and spring is coming. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. David Harker, Fox 47 meteorologist. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.